is Point of View. And now, Tina Dexter.
Welcome back to Point of View. I'm so glad you're with me today. And of course, it's hard to talk about anything besides the elections, although we had a great conversation with Diana Furchtgott-Roth and talking about one of the issues that's at stake, which is the environment and whether we're going to bankrupt our country in the name of some sort of an environmental theology. But also, probably I would venture to say that among our listening audience, one of the major issues people vote on in elections is the sanctity of human life. And so certainly we encourage people to get as informed as they can about the positions of the candidate, the candidates on the various issues that touch the sanctity of human life. You may hear some of that tonight on the debate, though I doubt much. But there's something going on this weekend that is also very influential with regard to how people think about life and has been now for the last 25 years. And reading from the website for LifeChain is a peaceful and prayerful public witness of pro-life individuals standing for 90 minutes praying for a nation and for an end of abortion. It is a visual statement of solidarity by the Christian community that abortion kills children and that the church supports the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception until natural death. I have participated in LifeChain in the past, and it is a wonderful and peaceful way to make a statement. With me now is one of the leaders in LifeChain. She happens to be a friend of mine because we've been active in politics here in Texas for quite a while. Her name is Sharon Albertson. And Sharon, thank you so much for joining me.
Glad to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you. And, of course, we wanted to let people know that LifeChain is this Sunday. And it's, I think, different at different locations across the country. You can help us with that. But tell us why you got involved many years ago with LifeChain.
Well, we heard about it at our church, and people were kind of unsure about going, so we started talking it up. And that was at the time when in the Dallas area there were 10,000 people along the Northwest Highway. And since that time, of course, we've gotten to be in the suburbs in Dallas area now, 23 locations, but we still, across the United States and Canada, this year again, in 1,500 cities and towns, many with multiple locations, so that more than 1,800 locations across the U.S. and Canada will host this family-friendly prayer event. People can find locations on LifeChain.net, the website that you were talking about.
You know, I remember when I went, my children were young, and people had, and took them, and people had strollers, and it's very peaceful. There's nothing radical about it, Sharon, is there?
Right. In fact, this year, again, as I've been talking to coordinators across the United States and Canada, some number of them have said that they remember being at their first LifeChain when they were 6 years old.
It's become a generational thing, 25 years of LifeChain. And, you know, it's a really great idea. People hold signs, and the people that are driving by are able to read the signs. And I think there's a sense in which, Sharon, that you get the idea, you know, of the peacefulness, the prayerfulness of this movement.
Right. It's really a sacred time. The signs say, adoption, the loving option, Jesus forgives and heals, abortion kills children, Lord, forgive us and our nation. Abortion hurts women. El aborto mata niños. I'm not saying that exactly right. Life, the first inalienable right. Pray to end abortion. Mm-hmm. And we have a new sign, pregnant need help, 1-800-712-HELP, where someone may not feel comfortable that day stopping to talk to one of the people in the LifeChain, but they will sort of anonymously call an 800 number, and that goes to Heartbeat International, and they can hook them up with the pregnancy center that's closest to their zip code.
So, Sharon, if people, because we have listeners all across the country, and as you said, there are 1,500 at least. I'm sure you can't even count the number that
right.
celebrations there are. But can you tell me, tell folks how to find out where maybe a LifeChain might be in their area?
Right. If they go to LifeChain.net and click on their state, the LifeChains that we know about are listed there, and that's where we're saying we know. We have heard from about 1,800 coordinators across the United States and Canada. So we know that there are others. Every year we hear of life chains that have been going for years that are not listed on the website. In fact, this morning we got an email from a man in Malawi, Central Africa, who is wanting to start doing life chains there. We know about many other countries where they're happening. We don't try to keep track of those and put them on the website. Like a couple of years ago, we heard of 51 life chains happening in England. We're just so glad that people in other countries are following the lead of pro-life people in the United States, standing up for life.
Well, you know, the exciting thing to me, Sharon, is that the when you do surveys of people and their attitudes on life, of course, the nation is tipping more now pro-life. But if you look at the demographic of the millennial generation, they're overwhelmingly more pro-life than their parents and their grandparents. And to me, that's a wonderful development, isn't it?
Right. Well, when you think having the sonograms available and the kids are carrying around a picture of their younger brother or sister before that little person is born, they know that's the person in there. And they have heard, their parents have seen that little heart beating in there when they're watching the sonogram. So it's no problem for them. Coordinators have said, by and large, the reactions are so much more positive than they were even 10 years ago. Of course, you always remember that one, but 99% of the response is positive. Or it could be that people are just driving by and looking straight ahead, not wanting really to read the signs. But there is never a confrontational kind of thing in this. This is not a protest or demonstration, as those words have come to be, and we're so glad that we have our First Amendment right where we can stand peacefully on the side of the road holding a professionally printed sign and pray. And across denominations, across walks of life, all ages, one of my best memories is at a life chain. I was standing between a Catholic lady and a Baptist pastor, and I'm Church of the Nazarene, and we're all praying for the same thing.
Well, Sharon, that's wonderful. And I only have another minute or so, but while I have Sharon on, she's one of those people that we try to encourage folks at Point of View to be like, because she spends a lot of her time and her thinking about how to involve other people in the political arena. And because she knows that that's where you can really make a difference. It's a stewardship we have as Christians. And Sharon, you do it a lot because you care about these issues like the sanctity of life, right?
Right. If we can get people with integrity and experience who are pro-life elected, of course, life chain is not political.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Royce Dunn, if he thought we were talking about politics and life chain at the same time.
Yeah.
But because pastors are just a little leery if it looks political. So we are glad that we can have this opportunity.
So, folks, we want to encourage you. Find out. Go to the website for Life Chain. It's lifechain.net, Sharon?
Right.
And you can find out where Life Chain is taking place this Sunday afternoon in your community. I encourage you to do that. Sharon, thank you so much for joining me.
All right. Talk to you later.
That's Sharon Albertson, and Sharon encourages, along with Point of View, you to be involved in things like Life Chain, where you can make a statement. We also encourage you to go to our Pray, Organize, Vote